Good morning. This past week's daf is daf Pei Beis, the last daf in the eighth perek in Maseches Ksubis. Let's first touch on something, a basic thing over here. But we know that law is like this, that an ach is a yorish to his brother. Let's say when the father's not alive, well, that makes things more complicated. But let's assume that the father's not alive, and therefore the brother, if there were no children, so the brothers yarishin their brother. Now really, all the brothers should yarishin equally. Now, by Yibum, we know the halacha is that the Yavam is Yerish all the Nechzei HaMes. Yokom HaShem Ochiv Lenachlo. Now, over there, we need maybe to just to know this as a Hakdomah, the things that we're going to discuss over here, is that how does that work? The Hainu Azoi, that I mean, Yerusha takes place at the time of death, right? Now, time of death, there was no Yibum was not done yet. So, what happened to the Chosim, to the Nechosim at that point? I mean, the Yerusha was Chalan, and all the brothers got it equally. So, what happens now at the time of Yibum? How could he yarishin his brother if he didn't at the time of the Misa? So what happens? What happens now? So there's two ways how to go about this. One way we could understand this is by saying that it really goes to Mafreya, that when he does Yibum, so the Mafreya, he was the Yerush and not the other brothers. That's this halacha, right? We're just talking right now, just in general. How does it work? How does the Yerusha Sayavam work? At the time of the Misa, he didn't do Yivam yet. So at the time, Yerusha is Chal at the time of Misa. I don't think that, you know, over here things are put on hold necessarily, right? So I think it's safe to assume that Yerusha happened at the time of the Misa. So if that's true, Yerusha happened at the time of the Misa, Yibum had not yet taken place, so that should mean that Yerusha sends all the Nechasim to the brothers, assuming that they are the Yerush.
Divided equally?
What?
Divided equally?
Yeah, right? That's the halacha, right?
Well, if he does Chalitza, that's what's going to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're saying that lochur that should have happened right away. That's the shuras adin. That's not loch. Right? Until yibum happens, yibum is the reason why he would get everything. But until then, it should be divided equally. Now we want to know. So what happens? What happens at the time of yibum?
He takes it away from the other brothers.
So that's what we want to discuss. Very good. Very good. Right. So we'd like to discuss to see how this could work over here. How does it work? So so the first approach
it's
that we would
possible
take
to say that it's totally v'oymed to see how what's going to happen if he's going to do Yibum or not.
Okay, I mean
like on
so to
limbo,
say that it's in limbo is we'd rather not say that. Things are usually they are what they are.
Well,
but what we could say possibly is is that when he makes, this is similar to what you're saying, but that when he makes Yibum, what happens is that there's an adjustment in the Yerusha L'Mafreya. Right? So rather than saying that it's in limbo at the time of Misa, that since there was no Yibum, so there is a definite thing which happens to them, right? That they are split evenly, and they reach their destination like every Yerusha does, which it has a delivery service.
Let's say a man passes away and he leaves over one son and a wife that's pregnant. So, do we say that we wait to see if the wife has a child, and maybe the child will be healthy, maybe it'll be a boy, maybe it'll be a girl, we'll see what happens, and totally, we wait to see the outcome before we divide up the Yerusha. Or do you say you give everything to this son that's alive now, and then later on we have to take stuff back from him and give it to the other brother and undo things? And I mean,
so I think that we have to first verify what the halacha is in that case.
I'm asking, right? What is the halacha?
Okay, so this is we're not accepting right now additional homework. Okay, so when you clarify the halacha, then we'll deal with it right now. Sakoponim, right? So what we're saying right now is like this: is that if we would like to maintain that Yerusha happens at the time of death, so then we could understand that the din of Yibum, this that he yashins everything, is possibly a halach which is chal mafreil retroactively, right? But according to that, what we're saying right now, it's not in limbo.
The Yibum is yours, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's not in limbo because in the event that he does chalitza, or if he doesn't do yibum, right, even if he doesn't do chalitza, then the Yerusha was chal and remains, right? Nothing, right? So we would like to stay away from the limbo-ness. So what we're offering over here is that maybe the yibum is chal mafreya. Which means that in the event that he does yibum, so l'mafreya he was the Yerush, right? That's what that would mean. Okay, without getting into the intricacies of the different stadium of how l'mafreya works, right? But that would be one way of understanding it.
there's something with my frere, there's something with kind of la bala my frere.
Okay, very good. Okay, you're picking up on the on the hints. Okay, very good. All right. So this is one mahalach. Now another way were to be that at the time of Yibum, there is a shift, which is from here on in Mikan Alahabo, and now
that means we have to take it away from the other Yerushim.
Right. What's happening is like this. Is really like this. Is that? I mean, it's still Yerusha. That's what his din is, right? No, what happens is as if to say that there is a Yerush at this point, and this is still a chiddush. I think this might have something to do with your case, you know, of possibly. And you have to clarify that. But what we're saying over here is that there's a Yerush Hakodum. I mean, not that there's a Seder Seder in Yerusha, and let's say a Bain with a Bas, right? Ben is called into a Bas, and if there's a Ben, then the Bas is not Yerush at all. Only if there is no Bas, no Ben, then the Bas is a Yerush. So that will be a similar situation over here, that this that Achim Yerush equally is only if there is no Yavam. If there's a Yavam, the din of the Yavam is, you could understand, that he's Kodim, and other Achma, not Yerush, Bim Koimai. So what happens is that at some later date, it's Chal over here, Yavam, and his Yerusha is Kodim. Now that's still a chiddush, because one would have thought that, you know, it's too late. You know, I mean, they were zeich in the nechassim. A yerush is yerush from the mace. Right? If the nechassim lechayra were already konui to someone else, it's too late. But over here, the chiddush will be that the kedima in his yerusha will even be able to affect Nechosim that the other brothers got b'toyris yerush.
But only Mikal Abba.
Right, right.
There'll be a big nafkamina between this and the first shot. Whether, let's say the other Yarshim ate Paris in the interim. If it works for Mafreya, they might have to pay back the Yavam, who does Yibum, they might have to pay him back for the Paris they ate.
Mm-hmm.
But if it only works Mikal Abba, then whatever they ate, and it's there.
L'chayra. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about this. L'chayra, it would seem like it's machlekes. We should even l'chayra talk about in our sugya how this works.
Whether it's l'chayra, whether it's mikan l'ava.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so that's the first point that we want to talk about. Now, now the Mishnah, it's mevuyer in the Mishnah and the Sugya that when there's a Shemeres Yovam, so the halacha is that the Yavam, before he's Miyavim, and even after he's Miyavim, he can't sell the Nechosim. He can't sell the Nechosim from his brother. That has to do with the fact that the Ksuba is the Achrayis for the Ksuba is on the Nechsei Ochiv. Right, we'll see a little more about that. How that is different than any other ksuva.
But even if the nechassim is way more than the value of the ksuva,
right? Mm-hmm.
You can't sell any of the nechassim.
Right. And the Mishnah tells us that based on that, so Chazal set up a din which maybe looks like the din of nechsei melug. Hiniach ochiv, achveis, mois, peiris, karka, like the Mishnah talks about. So there's a halacha that the yavam is oichel peiris. What that means is, I mean, it's not nechsei melug. It's not, you know, it's on contrary. It doesn't belong to the isha. so the pshat in that din kimivuyir. In the Rashi, that the pshat in that din is really because it's those nechosim are meshubet to the ksubas isha. That's what that din is, and therefore you can't sell it. It has to be kaim lavos. Chazal allowed the yavam to eat the peris. Calls man that the karen is kaim, and you have what. To back the ksuba. That's what that halacha is based on. Now, really, one could talk about
these are my pears that grow after.
So, whatever the mission talks about, the different oifanim. Peres shalo, achroi. But the ikar halacha is that you have to keep. It's better than everything really should have been b'shus to Yovam, right? That's really what it should have been, right? The chiddush of this halacha is, and it's just that even though it looks like nechsem lug, but it's really something totally different. Nechsem lug are nechosim which belong to the isha, which the baal has chusim to eat the peiros.
That's the only chusim in
a person. Right, and by over here, it's really fakert. These are nechsei ames that it goes
b'yerusha.
Yeah, right. But that belongs to him. So, and this that there's a halach that he's echel peiros and he can't touch the keren is really something which was a limitation in his rights to his nechosim mikoyach this halacha that it's achroy to pay to cover the ksuvu. Like you said, no matter even if it's much more than the ksuvu.
But really, the fact that he can't sell it limits him tremendously. He can't do anything like a bialim on it. He can only eat the peiros.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So even though it's coming from the opposite direction of the list of look, at the end, he only has the benefit until she gets her ksuba. He only has the benefit as...
Right. So that's the point that we're saying, that even though it's functioning like that setup of nechsem ulu, but really what the roots of that is and where it's coming from is from a different side totally, right?
From fakeret, from the other side.
Right, exactly. Very good. Okay. So now, now the emphasis is like this: is that we can order the shaila at this point. And we'll see. I mean, is there any reason why a Yavam would have been able to sell the Nechosim?
He's yours, huh?
Well, I mean, at this point, and it has to be said, we've said before, that at this point, L'chaira, he wasn't Yavam yet, right? So maybe he made...
while she's a Shemaris Yavam.
Yeah. Right? So at this point, before he's miyabim, before he's miyabim, l'chayra, the nechosim belong to all the brothers. So l'chol hayeser, maybe he could sell, maybe what might have been his chelik, right? But more than that, l'chayra doesn't belong to him till the yibum.
Meaning, if there's two brothers, maybe he can sell up to 50%.
Right. You know. Right. At best, right.
Okay.
Okay, fine. So with that, let's pick up over here in the Gemara. What we want to see in the Gemara is we're going to start the two ma'isim in the Gemara. Right? Two ma'isim. We want to see these two ma'isim in the Gemara. The first ma'isim begins on Pei Alpha on the base. You see that Gemara over here? It's around.
It's a Ramah.
Hahu Gavra. Right. Hahu Gavra, the Noflo Le Yevamo be Pumpadisa. There was a Maisa in Pumpadisa that there was a Yibum situation. A brother died, got any children, and the Yevamo falls to the brothers. Boy achl mifsul ob git mine. Zogt ge moro boy achvo. Rashi says as follows: Do not fall yevam mit mitzvah begodol le yabm. So one's brother, the Godel Shabachim, he has the schus to be miyabim, and bo achva hakotin mimenu lemifsul begita.
Does it make a difference whether the Acha Gadol is the oldest brother in the family, or whether the one who died was the oldest brother in the family, and he's the oldest of the living brothers?
I think so. I'm trying to remember if there was a Shiloh Veg in him. I believe it's the oldest of the brothers. I think so.
Oh, it's the oldest of
The remaining brothers, the remaining ones.
Oldest of the remaining brothers.
I think so. Akoponim. So let's see. So now we're familiar with this halacha that is a musug of giving a get, which is kipshuta. It's a din drabonon pashtos, that din. Now the issue over here was, like the Gemara fears, is that the concern was that monetary issue. that's what it was. That the ach that died, I guess, you know, he had a lot of money, and the other achim, or maybe the other ach, however number of brothers were, but over here that there was a brother over here that was not happy that all the nechasim will end up by his brother to be miyabim. So what he wanted to do was, he wanted to make sure that he's not miyabim. So he wanted
to... The younger brother could have also run and gotten Yibum first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then he would have gotten the whole Yerusha.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah. Does she have to agree? I hear you. I'll still ask the question.
Okay, I mean, this is a kasha for my son.
Is it an erlich thing to do it bal karcha? That's what
I mean. It's not an erlich thing to do it even in the first place, right? In place of the other ach.
Okay.
But okay, but come on, but this is the story that happened, right? You could figure why he decided to do it like this. Otherwise, but this is the story of it, right? If it's a ma'aseh, you know, that's what we refer to as the kasha of a ma'aseh over here, if it's a question at all. Okay, so Akoponim, so this is what he wanted to do, right? A very safe, easy thing, right? Throw her a get.
Why does Rashi say throw her a get?
Maybe otherwise she wouldn't accept it.
Meaning, if it lands in her dalet amos, it's hers automatically. I'm not getting in a long time.
Is it dalet amos or chatzah?
Okay, yeah, probably easy to talk about a chatzah. Dalet amos might be a little more complicated. Dalet amos might be based on chatzah, but let's say chatzah, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is what he was contemplating to do. Now the Gemara says that Omale Maidaitech Mishim Nichsi. So that older brother, right? He obviously found out what was going on. So he told him, you know, what are you thinking, right? What's your concern over here? Mishim Nichsi, I know Nichsi Palig Naloch. And then he says, no, by me, it's not a money issue over here, right? You know, I want to even, right? You know, you concerned about the money? Fine, you know, we'll split it. We'll split the money. You won't lose. Sok Rashi. Mishum nechsi. Kosh b'necho shachniso. Shloi ezke b'nechsei ochi. I see that you're having a hard time. You don't want me to do even because you don't want me to be zeich in the nechos. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, Zoch b'nechsei ochi. I'm going to say, Sok Rashi. Ki ilu ani choylitz lo. So I'll split it with you. I mean, it's what you're trying to do is you're trying to get, you know, to force a chalitza. So fine. So you know, I'll work out the monetary issue with you. I'll split it through kilu ani chalitz lo veloy etel ela kamoicha, and I won't take any more than you.
Obviously, there's no other brothers besides the two of them.
What do you mean with that?
I mean, palgino means I'm going to split 50-50 with you. If there was five other brothers, then...
No, it means whatever it has to mean. Right?
Palgino does not mean 50%, half?
No, not necessarily. It means divide.
Okay. I thought palgino means half.
Yeah, but I mean, not necessarily. I mean, right? And as far as this is concerned, okay. I mean, if it means that, it means that. But I mean, but as far as what was happening over here, l'chayre, it would have been all the same if there were a number of brothers, l'chayre, right?
Okay.
Right. That's what he's saying, right? He's saying that I will. The moment is to work out for you to whatever chalitza, right? What you try to accomplish over here, right? Chalitza's fun, right? Now, what we have to know over here, and maybe we'll see a little bit further in the Rashi, was any transaction made between them, or this was just a promise? What was this? Okay, very good, okay.
There's a chance
to get there. Okay, I mean, we could have a shush to learn the Gemara, right, without, you know, having everything already said in front of us. Okay, thank you. Let's see. Zok the Gemara, right? Omar Ab Yosef, kiven the Omar Abon leLizvin, afakav the Zovin lehav Zvine Zvine. Zok Ab Yosef. Kipshutai Rabbi Yosef paskin on this Shiloh over here, and he said, "Kim Rabbanan loy lizvin." Since we know that there's a din Rabban over here that the Yovam is not allowed to sell. Is after the Zovin lehav zvine zvini. Therefore, it should follow that this, even if he tries to sell it, it's not valid. It's not valid. And he brings a source. The sign: Misha meis v'niach shemeres yovam v'niach nechosim b'meh emona afal pi shuksu
b'osma. Zvina is the same as the matara.
Right.
It should be the same. There's no difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Misha meis v'niach shemeres yovam v'niach nechosim b'meh emona afal shuksu b'osma ene elamona leimkor shkol nechos v'acham shuksu b'osma. Right. That being that all the nechassim are achroi, so that's the basis then on of the halacha that he's not allowed to transfer the nechassim away. Now, this at first glance still needs a little bit of explanation because there's a shiva on the nechassim, right? So there's a shiva. So even if you sell it, but if in the event that she needs to collect, is how every sheep in the chosim works, right? So we don't think to be saying over here that by selling away she loses her chance of collecting on those nechosim, right? What this is, it's mevuyer that it's really an issue of smichas das over here that by a Yavama, since there is no formal ksuba, which is written, there's no, I think Mora tells us, the kanyu, the kanina, so therefore there's a weaker smichas das, so even though theoretically she taka has the ability to get it, but Chazal were concerned over here, and that's why we don't allow the mechira. But nechama, we don't mean to say that by that I did the mechira, then you can't retrieve those nechasim. Akapon, so this price tells us clearly this halacha that it can't be sold. The nechasim cannot be sold. Now, being that the point is for that it can't be sold because they're the backing, these nechasim are the backing of the ksumba. So the halacha, it should follow, we'll see the Gemara later on talks about it, that even after Yibum, right? Because even after Yibum, the ksuba wasn't yet collected. Once he's miyamer, so this halacha really should apply also. Right? It seems to be that there's a mokum lodin about this in the Gemara, a difference between before Yibum and after Yibum. Okay, now like this. Now, let's see. Rabbi Yosef saw in this kivnom rabbanon that you can't that you now they sell it. So lehav as vini is vini. On that, omli abaya v'chol hechlam rabbanon lo lizvin afkav tezoven lo yhav as vini is vini v'otznan beishama yoimrim timkor beisil yoimrim lo yisimkor elul moedim shimochom nos nakayim. On that fact, abaya. That it doesn't really follow. True, you show me a Mara Mokum over here that you're not allowed to sell it. Not selling it doesn't mean that it's not chal. I'll show you that we just had before the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, the Gabi the Din of Arusa. There's an Issa to sell it, but that doesn't mean that the sale is not valid. Now. Rabbi Yosef Shita. This is one thing is more like a technical thing. That what did he think? What did he think he saw over here? What Chabad is right. I mean, you just said listen, that's not a source that the sale is not chal.
According to Chabad, what the brother did giving half to the other brother works.
It looks like that. Yeah. Right, it true to this Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yosef paskin on this din, and the question was whether it was valid or not. Now let's just just bring up that point that we mentioned before again. Was there a transaction? The transaction allegedly happened here or not? So this Gemara sounds like there was, because that's what the Shiloh was, whether the transaction was valid or not. That's what it would seem to be. Let's see the Rashi. This is the Rashi that you mentioned before. Kiven the Omra Bonon Shemeres Yov Meni Yov Mashur Limkor Kedar Min Lekamon Bishmaiten Mishemeis V'Niach Shemeres Yovom. Afagav the Zovin Umasha also says Zok Rashi. This pertains to us. Masha also says Shehisni Imoy Lach Leikloy V'Kono Miyodoy. So first of all, Rashi is mevuyer that there was some kind of transaction happened over here with a kinyan, and we're
Rashi didn't mention that in the beginning of the story.
Yeah. Okay. Good question. So Rashi tells us that there was a transaction that was made over here. And Mimil, that's what's relevant, this issue over here, right? Whether a mechiras nechosim, if it was done, I've had it's also to do, but whether it was done or not, it seems to be rachok sabayin rov. That's what's going on in the sugi over here, and that's relevant to us because was this transaction that was done, was that chal or not? Apparently, sounds like over here like ma'isa that he's backing out, right? You know, that's what the issue over here is. Right? If he's still agreeing to split the nechosim, there wouldn't be any shayla lechayra, right? So it does look like this person over here that he backed out.
Why
he wants to back out the yavam, right?
No, couldn't you have learned that maybe he doesn't want to back out? But she's saying you can't give away my nechosim. She's making the
tain. She's making the tain. What's
if you're going according to Rashi, no?
Saying
he can't sell them. He can't give them to his brother because they're shubit to her.
What's the difference? The shubit to her with him, or the shubit to her with them by the brother? It could be the same shubit.
Because they said you can't sell it. This is like selling.
If she comes, she
says, I have to go after my brother. Then I have to go after my brother-in-law. I have to watch what he's doing with all the nechassim. Chachamim said not to sell it. What's complicated? Chachamim said you can't sell it. So she's making a taina. You can't sell it. And that's what Rabbi Yosef said. Lo, lo zvini zvini.
The nafkamina will be who be oichel peres. She doesn't want that the ach should be oichel peres because chayis right, that will be harder for her to get it. Let's say, okay, that's a possibility. That is a possibility.
I mean, again, why did they make the tikkun in the first place? Like, if, you know, even if they would sell on a chasm, so let her go to Beis Din, right? Part of the reason is she's saying, I don't want to go to Beis Din. I don't want to deal with Beis Din.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's possible. What you're saying, that is a possibility. What you're saying.
She might have to go to Beis Din anyway. If this yavam has other children or whatever, and they don't want to give her the ksuba automatically, she might have to go to Beis Din to collect. I mean, to be able to get what she needs, what she deserves.
Okay, that's maybe this is a question on the ikar accomplishment of the takana, but that's what Michael's saying. Michael's saying that whatever the purpose of the takana is. Right, that's what she's saying. I would just wonder, and that is whether she's about dvorim, whether she is b'chala about dvorim over here. See, bishlema by an arusa, right? You know, in that sumtrad, it's her nechosim, right? Nichsei melug, right? So she's a baldover on it, but over here she's not really a baldover. I don't know if she's considered a baldover. In that over here, Chazal, you know, I asked it for her benefit, but I don't know if necessarily she's a baldover. Okay, but
so you're saying if the brothers really Taka wanted to sell it,
if the brothers wanted to sell it, yeah,
one to the other, and he went through with it, then the Chachamim wouldn't be able to step in and say no.
That's what's mevuyer over here, right? Masha also. Right.
Well, that if you go in that shita, I'm talking. If you go in Rav Yosef shita, that's lo zvini zvini. But really, the chachamim can't do anything if they do it.
They can't. What do you mean? It's not valid. If it's not valid, so
that's what I'm saying. So, right. So you're saying that the brother didn't want to go through with it. That's the reason it's not valid, because he didn't want to go through with it. Well, let's say he did want to go there. If he didn't want to go through with it, then what? Then the Chachamim wouldn't be able to stop it, and it would be valid? Or it wouldn't be valid, but they can't stop it? I mean, because then he can sell any all of her Nechasim, because he wants to sell it, and the Kona wants to buy it, and she's not a Baldover, so she can't stop them, and let him sell all the brothers' Nechasim to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good point. I mean, selling it's not a sale according to Rabbi Yosef, right? It's not a sale. That's a good point. So you know, at best, you know, I'll give you permission to use my thing because it's stuck to me. It's not getting away, right? That's really what it is, right? Now that's probably you know he would have been happy with that. The other ach probably. I don't know if he needs to have more than that. Okay, this is gets a little more technical. Okay, so we'll at this point we'll let you figure it out.
Okay.
All right. The rest over here. Right. The Gemara makes a when I just mentioned this, the Gemara makes a reference of Pompadisa Ramo. Right.
Right.
What was the Ramois over here?
Oh, right. Right. According
okay.
to Rashi.
Right. So that's what just
for. Well, Rashi says over there that the people of Hadisa in general were known as Ramayim. He brings down a Gemara Chulin, a Gemara Barbasa, where other examples where the Ramayim, people of Hadisa, like had that reputation.
So what do you mean to say with that? there was no Ramois in this case here.
Well, it was Ramos because he promised to give it to half to the brother and he didn't end up giving it.
So that's what we're just discussing right now. Okay, fine. Right, that's where that came from. Okay, right? Yeah. Okay, so let's get back over here. So like this. There's a machloekis in the Gemara between Abaye and Rava. In the Ikra Halacha, when Chazal said, Abaye and Rabbi Yosef, sorry, right, that when Chazal said that you can't sell it, whether if the sale is made, is it valid or not? Right? Rabbi Yosef says that it's not valid at all. Not valid at all. Now,
Rabbi Yosef wouldn't argue with the Mishnah that Abaye brings down about Arusa.
Right.
So, I mean, it's difficult to understand how Rabbi Yosef can teach Lo Yimkar to be even be the evidence not a sale.
So, like this. So, what is his raya, or what is he thinking? Right? Is he thinking that that's what it means, or he feels that akoponim in this situation, if there's a din of lo simkar, so that really should be further than just an iser. Dahainu, they're really, really, one could be mistapic. What would be the basis of it not being chal? Now, kipshuta, I think we understand that this is all part of the halacha, meaning to say that the same reason why Chazal wanted to protect her, and therefore they said the loy simkar, according to Abayi says, they went a step further for that protection, and and they didn't allow it to be sold at all. Right? They were mafkia mechira, but all for the same reason why we would have asked it. They went a step further, right? And they ensured that it shouldn't be
but
sold.
But he brings down Ditanya. I'm telling you this halacha because what it says in the Brice, and when you read the Brice, it just says Lo Yimkar. And Abai is right that Lo Yimkar doesn't mean that Pidyevet is not a sale.
Okay, but I'm not sure exactly what just happened over here in our conversation. Did I say something that aroused this question? Or are you just repeating the question that you asked before?
I think you're saying that...
What was I saying? Just to make sure what I think. You asked this question before, and I started talking. Now you feel that what I'm saying is not addressing your question?
Right.
Right? That means you already figured out what I'm going to end up saying. And you see that I'm not answering the question. Is that where you are?
I thought you were trying to say what Rabbi Yosef said.
Maybe let's just say it out.
Okay.
We don't have to guess, and then we'll see whether we accomplish it or not. Right?
Okay.
Right? Okay. Just give us the benefit of the doubt. Okay. Yeah. So we started talking over like this. Is that what is the basis of it not being chal? Right? Is it just the same reason? Why according to Abaye, it's Osir. So Rabbi Yosef held that no, it's not enough. Chazal didn't, weren't happy just to make it Osir. Chazal went a step further, and they, in order to protect her, they made sure that it shouldn't happen. Right. So according to this, so what Rabbi Yosef is saying is that maybe this is a svara, right? This is a svara that if Chazal acted upon Bechlau, wanted to protect her, so then definitely they prevented it from happening. So he just has to bring a raya that they act, that the akoponim were interested in protecting her, and then that's a svara, right? So he's not bringing a raya from over here necessarily, right? We'll have to fear us a little bit, right? But maybe he's not bringing a raya from over here. That it's not chal. No, by him that akoponim in this situation, that if the protection was necessary, right? Now, the reasoning for this is a different reason than by arusa, right? Arusa is a question of schusim, right? Right, of power in the nechosim, right? To prevent a sale. Oh, this shiles the shiles that them real, like we said before, the Ben Chasim really are b'shus the Yavam. Chazal wanted to protect the Yavoma, and therefore they created a certain halacha. So what we're saying, possibly in the Gemara over here for Rabbi Yosef is that Rabbi Yosef doesn't need to bring a rai directly that Chazal were mafkia, right? What he's just saying is that if I could show you that Chazal were interested in protecting her, then it's nisenes. It makes sense that Chazal went a step further. That's his svara. So he's only bringing a rai to this. Now, in 1 minute, we'll have to explain what Abai was saying, if that's so, right? But I want to just mention another tzad, which maybe is even stronger, that a different way of understanding why kiven omra bona loy lizvin, it follows that zvini is not zvini. So the first explanation we said was, just to repeat that again, this tzad is that whatever reason why Chazal might have bechlal made an iser to protect her, so Rabbi Yosef's svara is that if you want to make protection, then it should really go further, right? That it shouldn't be chal at all, right? So the same reason that is goes further. The second
Ba'ashein came by the Arusa.
Right. Yeah, exactly, right? But the other sad is, and this is make it a little bit harder to be help in this in Arusa, is that the mere fact that it's osur a mechir, which is osur to make, Rabbi Yosef held that the isur is a reason, is the cause for not being chal. That means that Chazal, according to this sad, Chazal didn't have to institute directly to be mafkiet, but once the mechir is also to make, so a mechir which is also to make, that can't be chal.
I know it's not doima, but it's also to marry chayv ilavim, but if a person marries a chayv ilavim, the kedushin is chal. I mean, there are things that you're not supposed to do, but if you do it, the thing is chal anyway. I mean,
That's true. But Abayu asked, right, according to this, right? Right, so Abaye showed that, and so Nachnami. So Abaye, we're going to have to explain taka why it's different. According to this, it's a bigger question, right?
In the second story, is it possible then maybe to say that he's also medayik in the lashon? The Mishnah over there makes a point to say, but if she sold it, it's good. And this Bryce over here doesn't say that. It just says lo timkur.
So this would be really taking a different direction. I was heading in the direction that granted this mission doesn't say anything. You can't get anything from this Mishnah, no diukim. But I just want to show from this mission that it's also to sell, and then the rest I hold follows. You're saying something else. No, maybe he saw in this Mishnah itself. Right? I'm just saying this is like a different direction. Maybe it's easier what you're saying. Right, that he saw it in there, because this mission doesn't say anything that if you make the mechiri, it works. So that might be a deek that attacker doesn't work. Right, then you don't have to work with svaras at all. Then we have a direct source. Okay, that's a different direction here. Okay, but that's good.
But according to the second side that you said a few minutes ago,
right.
It should follow that anything that's asud shouldn't go into effect.
Well, I mean, Abai has his question.
Right. Before Abai's question, that based on the svara, you're saying because it's asud, therefore it shouldn't work.
That's the basis. That now does that, is that going to apply everywhere? So I guess Rabbi Yosef has his guidelines to that, right? Which makes it more difficult. Either it does or it doesn't. Like, what should the iser be a cause or not be a cause? This is a point. I believe that there is such a sad like this, which. The emissary is, we'll see in the Gemara, there's a kasha on this in the Cheshbon HaGemara. we'll see when we get to there, right? When we see the Gemara, if we get there, we'll see that according to this, you always need the Isser, right? In order for the transaction not to be chal. I've seen so at every stage in the Gemara, one of the stages in the Gemara, there's no Isser. Right? It's not a question of Isser, right? By the Choyf, and then make them over there. Okay, well, maybe we'll get there. Right.
So the first thought though is that specifically by Yevamah, the Chachamim did not want the Yevamah to be in a difficult position where the Nechasim are sold, and therefore, if they said not to sell it, they wanted to really protect the Yevamah. The only way to really protect the Yevamah is to make it, not just to say don't sell the Chachil, but even with the effort to sell Nachal.
Right.
That's the only protection. That's specifically by Yevamah.
Right. Very good. Mm-hmm. Right.
I understand that side better.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I mean, you're just repeating the svara of the second side.
No, okay. I just repeat the first side. About 10 seconds.
What did that sound like? Which side did you sound
like? Maybe I wasn't listening closely enough.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were. It was the first side was.
This first hour, what we refer to is that the same reason why Chazal would ask her to protect her would be a reason why Chazal, if you want to make a protection, so it will make more sense that you should go the whole way and not allow Mechir to Bechal at all.
Oh, okay. Suppose the second side is any time they said Lo Yimkur.
Well, Akapana, it's a, I don't know, it's an any time, but the point I want to say is that it's a result of Alayimkur. Really, Chazal said Alayimkur, and the product of Alayimkur is mainly that it destroys a Mechira or a transaction if it made. Like, one's a product of the next. According to the first one, it's not a product, it's in a sentence, that whatever reason why you have this, that reason really goes further.
Right. So that's what we found it easier to be Mechalic between Yerusha and the Yavama.
Right.
And the second side, we found it harder to be Mechalik.
Right.
I'm just trying to think of, there were two different, I'm not sure if I'm going to say this clearly. Meaning on the side of the Yavama, we have this issue of some Chadaisa.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So is that going to only come into play on our first side? To say that they therefore had a reason because of some chadaita to be more machmir on the Yavama than on the Arusa, where you don't have an issue of some chadaita, but on the second side where it happens automatically, you can't really be machalik. Some chadaita can't come into play.
Let's say it'll start with some chadaita, which will create the iser, right?
Of Lo Yimkur.
Right, Lo Yimkur.
But to get to the other doesn't...
Right, exactly, very good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we had a question, in the Arusa also, who was the Isser on? Was it the Isser on the Kona or on the Arusa? Mm-hmm. Is that a question here also?
There's a Rashi over there that if they come to buy, that somebody comes to buy the Nichsei Malug and will tell them not to buy it or something. There's a Rashi there.
Right. Do we have that question here, or is this? It's very clear here that it's on the Yavam. And maybe it'll make any difference for our discussion. I'm not sure. I'm just remembering that there was such a question. I don't know if it makes a difference for our discussion at all here either.
Here it sounds like it's more of a problem on the Yavam.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. That's what I'm saying. I don't have it clear in my head, but I just remember that was an issue.
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah. Akoponim, now, Abaye, right? Abaye is showing from Arusa. So according to what we're saying right now, it's like this: that even if it were to be, according to the second explanation that we're saying, we hear good what he's asking, because it would sound like that Rebbe Yosef is saying a general thing that the Isser causes it not to be chal. And that he's saying, that's not true. It's not an essenist. It's not a cause, because over there it's not like that. So Rebbe Yosef will have to be bechal after that, back upon him, but Abaye is talking to him. According to the first explanation that we're saying, that Abaya apparently understood, you know, even though we're saying that it's really based on a svara, but it would seem like Abaya understood that that svara maybe is applicable to there also. Right? And that's what.
Is it possible that Rav Yosef was referring to the first tzad and Abaya thought he was talking about the second tzad?
So I was trying to not get involved in Abaya missing you know, the misunderstanding Rabbi Yosef. Right? That's always, you know, a back burner explanation.
What Rabbi Yosef said, it sounds like it. Anytime there's an issur, it doesn't work. And everybody brings a bright Mishnah that shows that that's not right. But that's not where Rabbi Yosef's coming.
Yeah, I'm saying, right? That's a possibility.
I hear. I thought it was thinking along your lines also, but it really, they started sending out shilas to all different people. They could have worked out a misunderstanding, you know, in a conversation.
No, see, they probably still argue, but I guess he just means as far as the rais are concerned, oh. Right? You know, there's still nothing. You know, after everything said, I mean, probably, right? Cool. You know, right? You know, yeah. I mean, because Rabbi Yosef is still around after Abaya, so that means that he, you know, there's an explanation why Abaya is, you know, rais is not a raya, but Abaya still holds like he holds, right? Yeah. So that, I guess
that's
the
question. I don't think the Gemara says what's the answer of Yosef has about Abaya's question.
Mm-hmm. No, the Gemara doesn't. We don't have it recorded by us. Right. Mm-hmm.
Say that again, what?
Well, I don't think the Gemara says what Rav Yosef answers to Abaya's question.
Oh, fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's hold it over there. Okay, in case we just discussed a few tzedakim over here, and then open this up. But we're standing over here lamaisa, so that there is a machloikis, right? And as we see, the Gemara goes on. It became a larger scale machloikis. We have, you know, different other poiskim on either side as the Gemara goes on, right? The Gemara says,
"Shola." Rav Yosef paskin by the story of Pompidisa, he's the one who paskin what they should do. Is that right? Even though Abaya questioned or argued or whatever, but Rav Yosef was the posek who answered the exact the brothers in this story. Is that right?
It would seem like that. It would seem like that. You want to know, like, you know, was his psak accepted in the story here? From the Hemshech Advarim, sounded like that. Maybe not. No. Sholchul kamei Rav Chanina. Right. I mean,
They didn't send the dispute between the two brothers or the question between the two brothers. They sent the machlokes between Abaya and Rav Yosef to all the other rabbanim.
Right. I mean, that was the basis of that psak. So obviously, I don't know. This is a more technical thing over here. He was the Av Beis Din over there and train in that town, and his word goes. It's not negay,
they just want to know
what others feel about this halacha. Okay, basically, this is the technicality of there, right? I don't know what relation Rabbi Yosef had from Pedisa. You know, maybe if you could find that out, that could help you. All right. Let's see.
You want to be attached to Pompidisa Ramah.
Let's see. Zok the Gemara. Shulchu kal kamei Rav Chanina ba papa. Shulchu k'Rav Yosef. Yeah, he takel like Rav Yosef. Amar Abaye, otu Rav Chanina ba papa. Keep it tolo. Shkoyach. You know, he's not explaining any better. Whatever problems I have with Rav Yosef, I have on his psak also. Shulchu kamei Rav Manuim b'Rei Rav Nanchumi. Shulchu k'Rav Abaye. No, he takel paskin. He held like Abaye. Biyom bar Rav Yosef. Time achvinu shol. Sholchuli, so he said, but you know, I'm willing to hear, you know, if there's another back into it. But the vayla, I don't see any basis to say that it shouldn't be chal. Zotimor sholch nafk Rabbi Yosef tok v'ashchet esanya harei shohayu noyishu ba'ochiv umeis. The more this Bryce over here talks about a case like this, that. There are two brothers. One brother borrowed money from the other brother. The one who lent the money, Rashi says, the malve was mace, without any children. Mace v'hiniach shemeres yovam. Okay, so what we have over here is that to the brother who's alive, he owes money, he has a chayiv to his brother. Now, I mean, he's going to be yashning this money, or you know, he plans on being miyabim her. So then he'll yashin it. That seems to be the general situation over here. Okay.
Say that by any, even by the guy up from Padisa, guy above.
He might want the money instead.
So let's see. So Zok the price like this. Lo yema hoil vishani yorish hichzakti. El meitzin miyavam v'yikach behen kak avu oichol peiris. The issue over here is that the $10,000 that he had borrowed from his brother, the issue over here is that could he hold on to that money? Basically, you know, he'll be zoich in his chayv, we'll call it. That money will not be dealt with as the nichse hames. All the other nichse hames are being kayim as because it's achroi, there's an achrai to the ksuba. We're assuming that this money over here would have been bechlal achrai.
If he would do that, is he like selling some of the nechassim to pay himself off with the nechassim?
Selling some.
This loan is part of the nechse hames.
Right.
So it has the shibur of the ksuba on it.
Okay. I mean, that's definitely what the Gemara is equating is over here. The Gemara is equating this, what he wants to do, as a transaction of taking over Nichse Hames. Right? And that the Gemara is saying, well, being that we have a Shiloh over here.
Is it changing
that,
ownership?
Okay, let's just see what the Gemara seems to be doing, then we'll be able to examine whether we feel that's really what's happening. Right? But definitely the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, sees in this that this issue over here is a transaction of Nichse Hames, right, being transferred to someone else, right, out of the state of Nechse Hames. That's what this issue over here is, whether the Yovam, who is the loiver, whether he could be zoiche in this choiv or not, is equivalent to that of transferring the Nechassim into a different Mishos. And state over here that loyomar. The Yerma means that more on the sense that it can't be done. It's something that can't be done. So Zohar Yosef, that you see over here that a transaction is not chal, because over here this is, you know, it's not really something that you have to do. If it works, it was done. So the fact that lo yomar, and therefore that chayv like we fear us, is still part of the next MS, and we're going to. And at best, what we'll do is we'll turn it into Karen, and you could be Nenef in the Paris, but it has to be Kayim in
so
order.
We go to the live brother and we collect this chov from him?
Yeah. That's what the verse says. Right.
And then we take that money and buy Karen with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even though he just inherited the Nechse Hames.
I mean, not any different than all of the other Nechse Hames that he inherited, right? Right? There's over here, it seems to me that there's maybe more of a reason to think that, because all the Nechse Hames are not by him, right? Over here, Pshat is that this is a choiv, right? That's what it is, right? You have the right to collect from me, but what you want to collect from me, I have now, right? That's the issue over here, right? What? Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's not the end. It's
yeah. I mean, that's even if the money was around, right? But you know, right? I don't think we even have to necessarily assume that the cash is still by him, right? So definitely, once it was used, it's for sure, right? But Akoponim. So that's why over here. This would this this there's a reason to possibly think that, oh, no, this is taka different. This doesn't need a specific transaction to do. You don't have to go and do anything.
Is this comparable to selling the nichsei meis?
Okay, so let's hear. I mean, the Gemara definitely is comparing. Let's even see in the Rashi before we question this. Rashi says as follows: Lo yoyma hayavah mechuyiv mois chol vani yorish sha'ach nesis ishtoim ve'ez kebenachosim hichzakti b'choyiv zeh v'lo yashal menu oid. Now, what is the basis of this? What he wants to do? I mean, he wasn't miyabim her yet, right? Wasn't miyabim her. So, how would that give him? What's the basis of him being?
He calls himself a yorish already now.
Yeah. Hail vani yorish. I wanna. Okay, so. Not maybe it's just the rationale, right?
Does it make a difference whether there's other brothers or not?
Probably not.
If there's no other brothers, he's the sole Yorush, and he's going to be Yorush this Mamanushach. Whether he does Yim or does Chalitza, whatever, this is going to be his.
Okay. So that just helps us that it's not dependent on the Yibum. Right? Rashi, well, it's mashmah, it is dependent on the Yibum, right? Yeah. Okay, but Yimashiyah. See, this case over here is such a case that nothing really has to be done because he has it, right? That's always the halacha, is that if someone, you know, is owes money, and you know the situation happens that the one he owes the money to is not around anymore, so he's memela zoicha in his chayiv. The fact that the collection or the money that's supposed to be collected is by him.
No, but normally the person not around, so then his yorshim have a right to get it.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, if the collector is not around, right? If the collector is not around, that's what's happening over there. Collector's not around, and so
he's the yorish.
But
he's
the
yorish of this chov. Like, he owes himself money.
Yeah, but it's not mitzad Yerusha, that's not enough for this halacha, right? What he wants to have is, he wants to bypass the halacha of La Yimkor, right? And he wants to say that since it's by me, so it happened already, right? That's what he wants to have.
And what happened already?
His chiyuv.
Okay.
Right?
Right. I don't see how it's being moicher anything.
What?
I don't see how it's being moicher anything.
There is a transfer of zechiah in the chayiv. In other words, that it's not remaining as a chayiv anymore. Right. That's what the loyomer is saying. That the chayiv becomes nullified by him being zoicher in the chayiv. You know, that obligation towards someone else, he's being zeicha for himself, so it's not being kind, this obligation to someone else.
Now what if it had been a chob to some, let's say the Achamis had a chob to somebody else?
Right.
That guy, the borrower, can still buy and sell all of his land. All of his nechasim are not, there's a shibud, meaning he has a chov to pay this thing. You don't say because he has a shibud and she's a shomeris yavam, this borrower can't buy and sell any of
that's
it.
True. That's true. 100%. Right.
So if the yavam at that point would say, all right, look, it's true he owes money, but I'm not going after him. I decide I'm not going after him for whatever reason, whatever my cheshbonos are.
Right.
Okay, I'm not going after him. That guy's still going to be able to buy and sell all of his lands, and you're not going to, you know, force him to pay it up. So, but here,
But what would it have been halacha in that case? That what would Bezdin do over there? Would Bezdin just let it remain as a chayiv, or like oh. the, like the Gemara over here says, right? That you know we
so right? You have to come on to Rabbi Nosson, right? She the yavam was money to her. And the borrower is money to the yavam, and therefore she can go after the borrower.
No, I'm, is,
and she that, becomes is a baldover.
I'm saying, how's it working? Whatever happened over here, right? In our case over here, what's the halacha is? Who's stepping in over here? Lo yoyimar. The halacha is, and whoever is backing it. But what's happening is that we're making a collection on that, and we're putting those nechos in position. Of that she should have the proper smichas das on them, so we would probably do the same thing in that case also.
So you right? think so? The Beis Din would then at this point really force the collection of that debt on this lender.
I think so. That's what's happening over here, right?
There's a footnote in English.
Yeah.
It says the yavam does not mean to argue that he need never pay the loan, because that would be a ridiculous claim. Since the loan is part of the deceased estate, which is pledged to the woman's ksuba, should the woman later come to collect her ksuba, she could surely collect the debt at that point. Rather, the yavam argues that he need not pay the loan now. That's in the name of the ritva.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds kind of like you're saying, and we're forcing him to pay it now. We're actually going to force him to pay it now.
Well, that's what we're doing. He's saying that even the claim, the lo yoyimar, what did he want to do? See, he's saying that even according to what he wanted to, not pay it now, but he didn't want to get rid of it completely. Totally.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rashi makes it sound like he wanted to get rid of it totally. Reading the Rashi, it sounds like.
Right, I hear. Yeah. I read it that way. I agree.
Rashi says,
"V'lo Hashemenu Ov." Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. That's a good point. Something to have to think about. Okay. Let's just set up the Gemara over here. Let's set up the Gemara. Let me see. Okay. So the Gemara is bringing a raya as follows. Right. So this the nidin over here is that the fact that he's muchzuk in the mois in what the collection. What the choiv would bring to the fact that it's by him. This is a reason why he really should be zoyche in the choiv, and akoponim that if he would be zoyche in the choiv, then l'chol apochos we wouldn't deal with this money as the nechsei hames to keep it around for the achrayis haksuba. Right, the Gemara says lo yoyimar, and therefore we don't do that, and if we do make the collection, right? now, one second, just to speak this out over here. So, but over here, what we're saying is this is something intrinsic. It's he's muzik in it. So if his muzokas could work, then it will work. Right, and it's different. I think on the mechir we can tell you don't go ahead. Right, we can stop you from making the transaction. Trying, going through the. But if you did it, you didn't listen to us. You could go through. But over here, this is something intrinsically that if it could work, it does. The only, it's not something you have to do. So therefore, that's why this is a raya to this shiloh over here on whether it could work, right? Because over here, the only reason why there's a yoloimar because it can't work, right? That's why. Otherwise, it would happen. It's not a question of isurim. It's not something that he's going ahead to say about. Well, this is just machmas the iser. There is no, and in this case, it doesn't really pass an iser over here, right? It's not a shail of an iser, right? And this is, I believe, what the raya, or the kasha on that side is that if what stops the transaction is the iser, so in this case, there's no real iser over here. Right, to say that since he was over the issa, that's right. That's what prevented the transaction from happening. Right? This is the question that they ask on that. According to that explanation, right, there is basis to source to that explanation. Even though that we discussed that explanation, have to Abaye's question is that much harder. But Akoponim, but according to that thing, the Loshna Gemara, you know, might have a basis to that. Akoponim, but this is the question. In the Cheshman, that if that's what it's based on, so you need to have the Isser in order, right, to prevent from being Chal over here. L'chare, there's no Isser, no Muzayver in Isser in this case over here. He didn't go about and do something that he wasn't allowed to do. This is more an intrinsic thing. If it works, it doesn't. No one did anything. So this would seem to suggest that it's not based on being over the Isser Chachomim, but the question is whether intrinsically this could work or cannot work. Did Chazal put a black or a hafko on a transaction?
Yeah. Meaning it points toward the first sod.
What?
They put extra protections.
Right,
for
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Leo.
I still don't understand how this is a Zvina conversation. This story with the Chov, I don't see him selling anything.
When, do we need a sale or we're making a transaction, a transfer transaction?
I don't see him giving a matana or a sale.
Well, I mean, it's over here. It's on a different level. It's not the actual monetary, but what it is it's on the hischaivus. That's what it is, right? So it's on like a different level. By giving over a choiv or being zoicha back a choiv, that would be the transfer.
He's being mocho a choiv to himself. That's a matana.
Okay. He's giving this chov to himself as a matana.
Yeah, he is being mochel his own chov.
Well, he's not. Well, first of all, I think Rabbi Weinstein said it before. If he's doing this, he's not doing anything. It's happening automatically, right? If it happens, it happens with him saying anything or not.
Okay, fine. Right?
Why?
Right.
That you said that. That a person, let's say this wasn't, there was no Shomeris Yavam, a person borrowed money and now he's Yorish, the person that he borrowed from, it automatically cancels? I'm not sure that's true. Why should that be true?
What was your case again?
Somebody is just, without a Shomeris Yavam, without this, he's a person is Yorish, somebody that he borrowed money from. That loan is automatically, because he was Yorish, and it's automatically gone? Or he's Mochalit?
I didn't think it needed a mechila.
She's saying once you're the borrower and the lender, it's just automatically a nothing.
Your ownership on what the choiv is asking for is what takes in the obligation. So the obligation doesn't exist anymore. The obligation doesn't exist anymore because you own what the obligation is asking for. So if you have a din Yerusha on the obligation and you own, it's like you sort of, right, you owe yourself. That's what it is.
You think, right? That automatically becomes batel. I'm just trying to think about something for a second. Okay, so I mean, maybe a ride of that would be, let's say you sold the borrower sold land. Normally, the lender would be able to go after that land, let's say, if it was meshubed to the loan. But in this case, where the borrower is Yorish, he can't go after to get back the land that he sold. Because he's like, you know.
Well, one second. If you go after Lekuchos,
yeah,
and you collect from Lekuchos, then the Lekuchos go back to the person that's
okay,
the son of them.
But they have to come back to you. So you got the land, now they have to take you back to Basin and come after you. Okay, talk it.
And then they'll take back the land and pay for the money.
Yeah.
They've had the same land. If you don't own anything else.
Maybe that's their defense. Okay, maybe. Okay. But one thing, you'd be calling, don't have to say that. You're going to have the whole thing dismissed out of hand to say, no, this whole loan was forgiven automatically.
Automatically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's just speak out over here one thing before we finish over here. There is a Ran over here which asks a question, something that we touched on before. Sounds like maybe the Ran is this Takanat. Let's see. The Ran. Let's see where the Ran is. He brings the Rashi and he asks on Rashi, "V'tomani, I'm looking over here in the Ran over here on Daf Mem in the Dapi Harif. This is fourth line from the top. If you don't have it, it's okay, but we'll try to speak it clearly. V'tomani, the Ran asks that this is a wonder to me. V'afila minan dehecha diyovim l'seif mochar delevei zvine zvini." Fract the Ran that how is it possible for the Yovam before his Miyabim to make any kind of transaction? Asks the Ran, he doesn't own it yet. How could anyone possibly make any transaction? How can the Yovam, before he does the Yibum, how could he make any transaction on this? He doesn't yet own it. V'hochanami, kivan that dain lebo nechosin liyodoi. The nechosin didn't come to him yet. He was not miyam. Hech yizke mehem lo'ochiv machtzison. This is on Daf Mem, in the Dapei Harif.
Memo Alf.
You see what that is? In the second line over there, the Ramasa Afkav the Zovin, he brings the Rashi, Kon Miyodai. You see that over there? It's on the top?
I see.
Let's see, he brings the Rashi, and he asks the question, and his question basically is, we could jump to the end, to the oisphere of the question. And the question over there is, see, at the end of the fourth wide line, the last wide line on top, right after the Marum Bokim, right after the daf in the parentheses, V'hochanami, kivin the dain lebo nechosin liyodoi, since the nechosin, the yovim didn't yet yashin the nechse hames, because he didn't do yibim yet, hech yizke mehem lo'ochiv mach tzison. How could he? He was makin, righteous. He was makin tim hafid in the chosim. V'chi konu miyodoi may have a kinyan dvorim ba'almu. He doesn't own it yet. Kinyan doesn't mean anything. It's not his.
He's asking on the case with the two brothers that he said palgino by pogadisa, or he's asking on the case where the guy owed the money to the brother who died. Which case is he asking?
And the case in the mice, in the mice, he's being the Rashi in the story from Pumbedisa.
The story of Pumbedisa.
Yeah.
So right. He's saying, forget about everything else. How can you discuss being mocked or something that you don't own yet?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what he's asking. Right.
And he wanted to make the Kenyan now that it should go into effect now.
Naniach, let's say, right? Mm-hmm.
Because that's the way Rashi's understanding, right? That's Rashi's havana, that they made
yeah,
some kind of
right. Made some kind of some Kenyan. So right, fact Iran, right? What doesn't belong to you right now? Does not belong to you right now.
What's the
which
case
means
that
like this?
In that when I buy something, then I'll be machdish. What's the case?
If I want to make a transaction on something that I don't presently own. And I'm making a transaction for when it becomes mine.
this field. When I buy it in the future, it'll like become hektish.
Like a loy bolo, loy bolo.
That's the point. Isn't that the point?
Yeah. Okay. So now let's just see over here. There's a little. That's exactly what we're talking about. Let's say like this. And at this point, let's say the two brothers, right? Make it easier over here, right?
Two live brothers,
right? One's the Yavan, one's the other brother, right? Now, the concern over here is that all of the Nechasim will end up by the Yavan, right? And the other brother wants to get an even shear. Now like this. Now before Yibum, right, that we were standing, at this point there really are, right? There is an even, they are equally, right? No, the concern is that what's going
to
happen
doesn't
is...
Doesn't the Nechasim belong to both of them equally, or the Nechasim doesn't belong to either of them because it's Tali V'Aimei to see if he does Yibum HaChalitza?
So that's what we discussed before, that I think we at this point, presently, at this moment in history, I think we have the right to assume that since the even wasn't done and he died and Yerusha was chal, so they do equally own it.
And
right?
That's the Ron would understand that way.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if things are different. Okay. But that's the chur what should be. So the truth is, presently the way they are right now is really how we want them to be. There's a concern that things are going to change, mm-hmm. right? That the concern is that the half that the other brother has presently is gonna leave his reshus when he does yibum, right? So fret around. So what do you want to do? What you want to do is that when you make the yibum, that happens. That shifts into me, and I'm being machnet to you this half. Let's say right, but I don't yet own it. Right, and you're afraid of losing the half that, let's say, that you have right now, and the only way you could get it is if I give it to you when it comes to me, but I can't make that haknon now because I don't yet own it. So nothing happened right now, and therefore when he makes the yibum, sure, it comes to him, and that's it, stays there. Yeah. Right, that's the Ran's question.
I mean, if we're just saying that he's konet lamafreya, right? So now really the nechasim are split between these two brothers. The Yavam owns half and the other brother owns half. So which half is he selling him now? Is he saying the half that you own, you'll be Kona now, and when Malafreya I get it, it's gonna stay by you, then theoretically it doesn't work. He can't be mocking something that he doesn't own. But if he's selling him the half that he owns.
So one thing, I think you're touching on two different points over here, right? But it's good, like that is. See, let's talk about point number one. Point number one is that if it's chalim afreya, so do you have a problem of loy bo lo'olam, right? Like we see from the Gemara later on, right?
Does Yibum, then it becomes his from the time the brother died?
So this is one of the two stuff that we discussed before, right? Right, and that remember we wanted to know that as a result of the Yibum, how does it work that the Yavam owns all the Nechasim, right? Is it lemafreya that he was the Yerush, right? Or only Mikan Labo he becomes the Yerush, right? So this Ran, and the Mephoshim speak out like this, that you see from this Ran, like you're pointing out, that the Ran seems to hold that it goes Mikan Labo. Right, that's been the hanocha of the, and that's why he's saying, you know, you don't own it yet. Right? That you know, it's something that you're first going to get later.
If it works in my favor, who would have asked the question?
Right.
Yeah, but he owns his half.
One sec. So this is a different point. Now there's a famous answer that the Mefarshim say, the Ktzoyis Pnei Yeshua, they say that he wasn't selling him the half that he's get later. He was selling him the half that he presently has.
His own half.
His own half. Right. Right.
So now your half, my half, you get, and I get your half.
Right. Right. Now, like this. Now.
Who says that?
What? This is what says in the Pnei Yeshua. I think that's what they answer. Now, but just while we're over here, I will raise a point that the Mefarshim talk about. This is really a little of a lomdish shaila over here, but it has effect on this mahalach. We're going right now that it goes that it's mikan al-habo, right? Yeah, mikan al-habo. So mikan al-habo, what that means is that initially everyone, all brothers yashin equally. Then at the point that when he's miyabim, let's say a greater koyach of Yerusha steps in, and it is mafkia the weaker koyches of Yerusha, or the koyches which really are secondary koyches, right? So the primary koyach kicks in.
Does he get it from the dead brother at that point, or does he get it from the live brothers?
He's getting it mikoyach Yerusha. Notice what's happening is that something. Avada, it was by the other brother. That's what we're saying. It's mikan l'habo. But it's mikoyach Yerusha. That's what it is. And right. A koyach Yerusha, which is stronger than their koyach, which is kodin to their koyach, steps in, and that's what's mafkia from them. Novos, the Shaila is like this. This is what Achraim talking. Okay, you appreciate the Shaila. It will be like this. That how do we understand, right, the Yovam, right? The Yovam really has the two halves of his Yerusha, right? So definitely half number two comes Mikoyach Yovam, right? The Yerusha of Yovam. But what about the first half? What about the first half? Meaning to say like this, is that at that point of time, right, is the Koyach of Yerusha, is that what is Mafkia, the Yerusha from the other brother, and gives it to the Yavam? So now the Yavam owns in the Chosim one half Mikoyach Ach, other half Mikoyach Yavam. Is that the Pshat? Or no? That the same way Yibum kicks in, and it's mafkia the Yerusha of Ach, so even his din Ach was poka. Navos, now he gets the whole thing, mikoyach Yovam. Right? The nafkamina is whether it's possible for him to sell that Yoteretz, whether he could sell his half originally. Right?
Well, let's say the oldest brother is planning to do Yom everything, and the youngest brother runs and does Yibum.
Right.
So if we say that the oldest brother had half that was really his mitzad ach, and that's his, like, guarantee, that's his no matter what. It's not his no matter what.
We don't mean to say that. What we mean to say is that the one who's zoichim mitzad yovam, his teres ach remains. Because his because Yibim won't be mafkia the ach of the yovam. Right? That's the shiloh. Right? Brakoponim, so this is what the Mefarshim say, that the reason why the Ran didn't say that teretz is because the Ran held that when the teretz yibum is chal, it's mafkia the din Yerusha of Ach from everyone, including the Yavam also.
And
the Yavam gets it only mikayach yibum. So weiter, the Ran is bothered that it's a lachaloi ba'la oilam, because his schus, at the end of the day,
in the first half, was first
in his chadish later,
and he's even holding mikon laba and not lamafrei.
Yeah.
So even though he owned it at the time, but because he's going to lose that ownership, it's a davar shelo bo la'olam.
Well, like this, there's, well, let's talk. Think about that for a second. That. The Ran is saying it's mikan al-habo, right? Now that talks to that talks to whatever he's getting then. On that, we're now downing that will let him sell what he has now. So that's not really loy bolo ilum, that's true. Novos, that's going to be poka, right? That is going to be poka. So according to this, the cheshbon like this, is that the Ra is not really addressing selling what he has now. That's taka not loy bolo ilum, selling what he has now. But we know that's not going to last. So it's not negated to sell what you have now, because that's not going to help, right? He has till yibum anyways. The Ba'ah has, right? So you're not doing many favors. I need something that's going to last later. So you want to sell me what you're going to, right? What will have long term lasting? That frekteran is it's a loy bol la'olam, right?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh, meaning it's like two different reshuyos. You own it now, but that's just a temporary reshus.
Right, right.
You want to be able to sell your reshus now and your reshus la'aba. And that reshus la'aba you don't have.
That's right, right. That first comes, then right, right, right. Right? So that's the cheshbon over here. Okay,
What's the Ran?
Now, so the what the Ran says is like this. Zok the Ran. Venerally, the Hochamari ki goin shaloi hoyu el shnei achim. Okay, we'll have to see about that for a second, why that's important over here. For choshla yibum echod mehem hoysayad shnehem shova binachosim ulefikoch hoyo yochol habachol lahasne shla yizke binachosim yeser machmas yibumoy. The havle kedamina on the kamon nachla bolo odom imokam acher masne lo shla yirashena. We'll have to see this Gemara, and it's a little bit totally in, maybe in Rishonim about this, but what he's doing over here is that the he's making a siluk, right? What he's doing is that he has the ability to say, to make it that he shouldn't, the Yerusha shouldn't be chal for him. That's what he wants. That's what he's accomplishing over here.
But at the end of the day, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Where are you?
According to Rav Yosef.
Oh.
Right. One second. You already step ahead. But let me just see what he's saying over here. What he's saying over there, what he wanted to do was that he wanted to create a siluk, which means that the Yerusha Siyavam should not help for him at all. So basically, that nothing should change as a result of the Yibum. So he's not being maknas something that he's going to get later. Faker. What he's doing now is that he's being misalik himself that nothing should change as a result of the Yerushas. Yavam should not be chal for him. That's what he wants to do. So, shayin, so that's not a shayla v'loy b'loylam. He's not being maknas what he's getting later. Faker. He's just making it that he doesn't get any more ayidei his Yerusha, the Yerusha's Yavam.
And that's not Masna al Masha Kosu B'Torah. I mean, I don't remember what the Gemara later.
So we'll have to see better the Gemara later. Right? Yeah. It's Shalom Rishonim whether that's Dafkad in Rabbanan, you're right, that by Mitami Yevshi, right? So we'll have to remember this round when we see that Gemara. Right? It's not so poshut what he's saying. But now getting back to Abeliyahu Shiloh. So if this is what's happening, so let's hear in the context of our Gemara, Rabbi Yosef is saying that
he's not really selling. He just wants to continue the current arrangement even after Yibum. He wants to be mistalik his din Yerusha from because of Yibum. So.
Right, but, so Rav Yosef would be saying that the Rabbanan took even this koach away.
Let's see. When he's the Yavam, so all the Nechosim are here by the Yavam. That's what we want. We want all the Nechosim to be by the Yavam. Now over here. Not calling Cain, the holder is like everyone has a din of you can say you the same Layimka, everyone's a Kahalayim Kar. Is that we want that the Nechosim should be by the Yavam. Want the Nechosim to be by the Yavam. Yeah. No, but that's a good point that you're saying over here, right? That this whole din is really presenting itself a little bit differently. It's until now we're always talking about sort of transferring it away, right? Over here, it's a question of preventing it from coming in, right.
So it should be less of a problem. Why Rav Yosef should say Lo Havizvin is Vini?
It should be less of a problem. What does that mean?
It should be easier. More of a reason why it should work, even if you hold, he can't sell the nechassim, but this is not a real sale. He's just preventing from being yorish more of it.
Right. So Rav Yosef's statement is an even stronger statement.
Right.
That they even blocked this.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right. What you just said.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what we'll have to say. Maybe, you know, according to Rashi, it doesn't sound like this, right? Maybe according to Rashi, we don't know that, you know, if this would have been the situation that would go into this halacha. In Ochanami.
It's clear from the Gemara that it seems like there's only the two live brothers, and there's no other live brother, because he says, Palgina Bahadach,
okay, so this is what we discussed before. But I'll tell you this, I don't understand.
Because Palgina means to split, it doesn't, it's Labdavka too.
But I'll tell you, actually, now this, maybe you could figure out for me that, why is this dependent on how many brothers there are?
Oh, okay. I have to think about that. Yeah, I mean, why? Right? If he was, let's say there were three brothers, why couldn't he say, "I'm selling you my third. You're getting, and the other two, you know, and I'm going
to
eventually get the other two thirds. You know, Shimon over there doesn't care about anything. I'm going to get his third and your third." I'm selling you my third, and when I come and claim it, right? Why should I?
I'm not sure if I can just follow that. What's the story over here? Let's say there was a third brother, right? I mean, does this ach who's making the issue over here? He wants to get more than even split. They're three brothers, if you know. So without Yibum. He wants to give a get. Without Yibum, they split it amongst three.
Right.
So what does he want? He wants to get half?
No, he wants his third.
Right, he wants his third. Right. So if he wants his third, so then this all could be the same thing, right?
Right. So right. Maybe you have to say that they're learning, meaning what's the machlokas by Yerusha, whether they're lukuchos or shutafim or shutfim?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe so, the problem is that he can't block his din Yibum to be Yerush all the nechassim to specifically one brother, not the other. And he won't be able to make this deal only with this brother and not with the other brother.
Why not?
Because either he gets the din Yerusha being Yerush to the chasim of the mace midin Yavam, or he doesn't. If he's Yerush midin Yavam, he's Yerush everything.
But what's the assumption over here? That we don't want, that plan is that the other brother shouldn't get?
The other brother...
If there was another brother.
The other brother... He's making a deal that the other brother gets nothing. Just the two of us.
So I don't know why we're assuming that. Why are we assuming that? Why are we assuming
that? He'll make the deal with everybody?
This brother who wanted to parcel, I mean, if he would have given the get, he's only going to get a third.
Right.
Right? So what makes us think that the deal over here was... Okay, unless l'shitosa paligno, you know? That's what it means, that, you know, to get half.
I don't know. It's You're saying that he wanted to get half?
No, I'm saying that he wanted to make a deal with one brother and not with the other brother. I'm saying that he wanted to arrange that you'll get your third, and I'll get two thirds, and the third brother that we're not in the conversation.
Right, but why should it be a problem? Why should it be a problem? Let the brother who's going to do Yibum says, "I'm selling you my third." I own my third.
He's talking about in the Siluk. He's talking in the Ran.
It's
in the Ran.
Blocking.
No, you're right. Right. See, if I mean, what you're doing is that he's saying that I'm not that Yib is not giving me anything, right? So maybe that's maybe you're right. Maybe you see from the Ran that Paligna is right. He was talking about offering him more than he wanted, right? You know, the person wanted to give a get. By giving a get, he'd get a third, right? Let's say, right? And he told him, Paligna, I'll give you half. You want money? Fine, you can get half. Right? Okay, I don't know why that's we're
saying
that.
because otherwise the Ron could have said it by any number of brothers.
Right.
So it has to be the one at hand.
Yeah, and I'm offering. I mean that's what Bill Yos is, that's where he's going. Right?
All right.
Right?
I mean,
I don't know, maybe there's a different answer to that. But I can't, but that's what was bothering me. It was bothering me. I had a certain assumption, right, that you know, he's happy to get
I'm not so sure. I mean, saying, well, if they're shutafim, then maybe once there are three brothers, you can't make such a deal without the permission of the third brother. No.
Well,
you can give somebody a matana. It's not even a question
of giving, right?
It's a siluk. He can do the siluk if he doesn't want. Each of them will yorish a third when the brother died.
No, but if Yerushim or Shutafim, let's say there are three partners in a field,
right?
And one of the partners, he says, I don't want any. I'm going to give my third to the other guy. Can he do it? I'll give my third to this partner.
Is that whether they're Lukuchos or Shutafim, no?
Because you're saying all he's doing is being Masalik. He's saying, I'm not going to take the third from you.
Nothing changes. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I hear what you're saying. The only way you guys are coming to an answer right now is that he really dotka wants half.
All right,
I'll have to think about it.
Okay, basically, I don't have a different answer to that, right? But if maybe you can work out something better.
That case where
are we still going?
That case where the live brother owns a chov. I'll put it back.